Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Mike Stark, the CEO of Arizona Gold and Silver. Mike, very good to speak with you today. The latest hole at Philadelphia intersected over 34 meters of the Perry vein. How significant is this in confirming the scale of the discovery?
It's extremely important, Stephen. One of the things that we're doing here is showing continuity along strike. These things pinch and swell all the time. And I love the results because we're, again, showing extremely good continuity. The last hole showed us 38 meters. We have 34 meters conservatively. It might be a little bit more when we get the lab results back, but we have a very solid vein with what appears to be some very nice high grade, very much similar to 156, as the interview on the website shows as well. Greg narrated that. It's something that people should take a look at.
I mean, grades from hole 157 are still pending. What are you looking for in the assays to confirm continuity of that high-grade zone seen in 156?
Anything like 156 is extremely successful. And again, we'll let the lab determine that. But based on color, textures, and what we see, and visually with a hand lens, we're extremely pleased. I mean, we know it's there. It's just up to the lab to report the grade now. We feel very confident in this hole. Very confident.
Looking ahead, Mike, how do these results shape your plans for 2026?
The plan is to go as we are, 158, 159. That'll take us to roughly Christmas, and then turn the rig and go along strike, adding a significant strike length to this. Once the permit arrives, which we're expecting in January, again, expecting, then we can go down dip on 156, which was our highest to date without the knowledge of 157. And as Greg has indicated, he feels that this vein could continue for at least another 1,000 feet. Based on the textures that we're seeing right now, all indications are there's a lot more to see. We're just somewhere in the top of the boiling zone right now. That's extremely exciting for shareholders. Extremely. We have a lot more to show here.
Mike, I hope you'll continue to keep us updated with your progress. Thank you very much for speaking today.
Thank you, Stephen. It was a pleasure to be here. Cheers now.
Mike Stark, the CEO of Arizona Gold and Silver.